long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out across that way to strike them down, to make them pay and change their
evil way. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, March 20th, 2020. And again, this is my speculation, my conjecture entirely. But if it ends up playing out and you have these organizations, the GAVI, CEPI, IIS, Sentinel Sites, and OVO, the ID 2020 thing, and there's that. I mean, it's all of this stuff. I drew myself a picture the other day of a funnel with all of these things going into the funnel in this moment of a serious crisis, of, you know, a perfect opportunity to do things you think you could do before. And going into the funnel, these things they want to do, restricted travel, real ID, vaccines, 5G, bioengineering, surveillance, eugenics, population reduction, artificial intelligence, continuity of government, cashless society, cryptocurrency, economic reset, quote unquote, in other words, collapse, UBI, universal basic income, you know, get everyone on this stipend, which historically, whatever experiment you use, whether it's the projects in some city or rats given a handout in some psychological experiment, that always ends poorly. But what do you do when you're a technocrat and you want to, you know, drive things down to zero marginal cost where labor is worthless? So in other words, people have no wealth. And by the way, it's no small point of history to remind ourselves what the technocrats' plan was all along, that they formally announced, you know, for example, in 1938 in their Technocracy Inc. publication, where they said, technocracy is the science of social engineering. Wait a minute, what? Cybernetic totalists unite. The scientific operation of the entire social mechanism. What? This was before Facebook, believe it or not. I know. Technocracy is the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population of this continent, and really the world, obviously. For the first time in human history, it will be done as a scientific, technical engineering problem. You guys are notorious for making problems that they want to solve. There will be no place for politics or politicians, finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers. Isn't that interesting? Technocracy states that this method of operating the social mechanism of the North American continent is now mandatory. Because we have passed from a state of actual scarcity into the present status of potential abundance, in which we are now held to an artificial scarcity, forced upon us in order to continue a price system which can distribute goods only by means of medium of exchange. But the technocrats have a solution to that. Technocracy states that price and abundance are incompatible. The greater the abundance, the smaller the price. In a real abundance, there can be no price at all. What? Yeah, it's just free stuff. Just ask Jimmy Dore. It's free. It's free healthcare. Yeah. Only by abandoning the interfering price control and substituting a scientific method of production and distribution can an abundance be achieved? See, the utopians always have an answer for everything. Never mind the dystopia that always seems to result. Never mind that. Technocracy, here's the punchline. Technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution. Did you get your chit? Did you get your certificate of distribution? Available to every citizen from birth to death. See, people say, look, we'll get free stuff. Right, but who decides? You don't decide. So what happens when we need to reduce carbon emissions? And your lights were left on too long. And your phone, you talk too many minutes. And you know what? Maybe you're using too much water. And maybe you're breathing too much. We need to, you know, get this number down to zero. Pretty close to zero. And it's pretty funny that you look at what he's doing there. And he's doing some sleight of hand stuff with the numbers anyway. We have four factors here. Bill Gates, 2010, right? Wasn't that the TED Talk? It doesn't work that way. You don't multiply, you don't get one number to zero and then multiply it by all the others and then somehow get to zero. It doesn't work like that. He's doing funny business with the numbers anyway. And didn't we all learn in school that trees love carbon dioxide? Didn't we learn that? Oh yeah, but they have an answer for that too. Anyway, technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution available to every citizen from birth to death. They all want to do that. Johnson & Johnson, a take care of you your whole life company. Yuck. The Technate will encompass the entire American continent from Panama to the North Pole because the natural resources and the natural boundary of this area make it an independent, self-sustaining geographical unit. These people really, they think themselves the stewards of everything. I tend to agree with Jefferson, the earth belongs in usufruct to the living, but that is not just exclusive to a certain caste of folks. Anyway, I want to get to this without further review. The threat of 5G... Patrick Bet-David interviewing Brigadier General Robert S. Spalding concerning his book, Stealth War. Go ahead, please.
When I think Trump tweeted out something in 2014, and he said, remember, China is not our friends or not our ally. And it got like 300 retweets. It wasn't something big. He tweeted this back in 2014 or 2015. And then all of a sudden, you know, one day, everybody in the news is talking about 5G. And prior to that day, we weren't really talking about it. And all of a sudden, hey, we got to be the leader in 5G. I'm like, 5G. So I'm going to start looking 5G. Okay, 1G, 2G, 3G. 1G is the regular phone back in the days. 2G is whatever. 3G is the iPhone, you know, and then 4G is the latest one. And then now 5G is going to be changing the game. And most people go to, well, 5G is just a faster phone, right? Because that's right. What initially, if we've always seen the G linked to a phone. Right. Oh my gosh, I can download a movie in 3.6 seconds right. Now on Netflix, a two-hour movie, where before it was 3 minutes or six right. minutes, whatever, right? When you think about 5G, what do you think about of 5G and the capabilities and what it can really do to whoever that has access to it?
That's a good question. So if you go back to 2007, when the iPhone came out.
The 2007.
Mm-hmm. The top five in market cap were AT&T, General Electric, Microsoft, ExxonMobil, and Shell. Mm-hmm. Right? The phone comes out in 2007. I had one, 3G network. It's not a very good experience. 4G network comes out. By the way, we're the second country in the world to build a 4G network. Now you've got something, right? So when Steve Ballmer laughed at Steve Jobs, said, we don't need one of those. When you took the platform, which was the iPhone, and you married it up to the 4G network, which was the pipe for data, and it was a fast enough pipe, now you could create the apps, services, and business models that in 10 years led to the top five in market cap being Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and Microsoft, right? So the Chinese see this, and they're like, the platform and the pipe. So the smartphone, this thing, this iPhone, you know, which was the first one, then Android. So Apple and Google, right, dominate the mobile platform that the app services and business models of that economy are built on. Now look at the iPhone. It's a hardware, software, tightly integrated, mm-hmm. closed-walled system like Steve Jobs liked, and the data was encrypted. Why was the data encrypted? Why did San Bernardino happen? Because Apple's an American company, right? They know you want privacy. They encrypt their phone. So now you've got the platform, and Android also went on to encrypt their platform. So both encrypted, right? So private devices. Take the cloud away from it. Just look at the device itself.
Sure.
It's meant to be a private device.
Right.
Why? It's American product. Fast forward, you know, to 2009, China starts to look at that, says, okay, we want to dominate the next level, right? Not just the technology. We want the app services and business models to be Chinese companies. And so Huawei gets hundreds of billions of dollars to develop 5G and ZTE. But then you have Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. So they're behind the Chinese firewall. They're protected. You can't have the fangs going in there. It's just the bats that control the e-economy within China. And then you start, at the same time you're developing 5G, right, the platform, and I'll get to that in a second, but you're also developing Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. So now when you walk into, and you're starting to see the emergence of the 5G world in China. So you walk into a restaurant after you've ordered your food, and a camera picks you up, and you say, hey, David, welcome, here's your food, right? So you're starting to get the feel of what a 5G world is. And what is a 5G world? The platform is the network. So this is mobile computing paired with a pipe. 5G is computing and networking combined on the same platform. So this goes away. You walk outside your door and you say Uber. You don't get on your phone and say, I want an Uber. You just say Uber. Camera picks up your face or a microphone picks up you.
Come on.
That's what 5G is. That's what 5G is. And then the Uber shows up. There's a camera on the car that sees you, knows who you are. Don't have to ask you your name. You get in and you go to wherever you want. You get out and you go do whatever you want. So in this world, in the 4G world, this is a platform. It's yours, right? You don't want to be part of that, all of that data. Remember we just talked about how do you influence society? You don't want all that data to be out there about what you're doing. Don't carry one of these, right? Just opt out. In a 5G world, you cannot opt out. Who owns the data? This, you could conceivably say, you lease the data on here you own. If you're getting Google services, you don't own that data. But in the 5G world, not only can you not opt out because it's built around the city, it's not in your phone anymore. Not only can you not opt out, you don't know who owns the data. Everything that you do can be watched. And for every person by 2022, there's going to be, for every... there's two cameras for every person. There's two people for every camera in China by 2022.
They have a billion right now on surveillance.
Right.
A billion cameras
right.
in China right
With
now.
With artificial intelligence for facial recognition, right? So all of this is getting built right now in China. And who's helping them do it? Microsoft, Google, right? All of these companies that want to deploy this world into our country. So Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. That's where the world goes. It goes from 2007, AT&T, GE, and Microsoft to the fangs to the bats, right? Who owns the pipes? Me as a B2 guy, the first thing I look at in the country is where's the telecommunications? You've got to take that out, number one. But if rather instead of taking it out, you own or control it, so Huawei builds the pipes, then because you're behind the Great Firewall, you built the app services and business models of the 5G world. And you're, like I said, you're already starting to see that, you know, where your facial recognition is built into your interaction when you go into a restaurant, when you go into a store, when you go into a bank, you know, everything's about, you know, the device is connected. Then as you build the network, then those proliferate. So 4G network, 10,000 devices per square mile, 5G network, 3 million devices per square mile. You're not going to carry 12 smartphones. You may not even carry a smartphone.
10,000 to 3 million?
10,000 to 3 million. That's what 5G does. The connectivity explodes, right? So that allows you to put devices literally everywhere. that can make your life more convenient or can track you. There's a bike in D.C. It's called Mobike. Have you seen these things? They're silver and orange. Look out for them next time you're in D.C. They're silver and orange, called Mobike. They had them when I was in 2016 when I get to Beijing. You take your phone. And by the way, I took a phone that I threw away when I got home. And I had said,
I threw it away when I got home.
Load all the apps on it that a Chinese person has so I can understand what they do. You never have to carry a wallet. You never have to carry a key. It's all done on your phone. You can pay anybody, anywhere for anything, and they do. 900 people are on WeChat, and they spend 90% of their time in-app doing things, or you know, ordering airline tickets, buying food, whatever you want. You can have anything you want.
900 people or 900 million?
900 million people. Okay, so let me explain to you how effective what they built is. I have one of the guys working for me on one of these Mobikes. Now, the Mobike is it's just parked there in the street with a lock on it. You go over, you hit a QR code on your phone, it unlocks the bike, you get on it, you ride it, and you lock the bike. Okay, so where does that data go? They know it's you. You got on that bike, you went to locations, okay, or you went to a location. So that data is available. So I have one of my guys, he gets on a Mobike, rides somewhere, has his iPad in the basket, gets off the bike, comes back to the embassy, and realizes, oh, I forgot my iPad. Goes into the regional security office's office and says, I forgot my iPad and my bike. Calls a local public security bureau, and those guys call the guy that's got his iPad on his phone, on his cell phone, and say, can you bring the iPad back to the embassy? That's how wired Beijing is right now.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, I mean, we've obviously been predictably programmed for years. Minority Report, Enemy of the State, The Net, Black Mirror, Person of Interest, you know, on and on. The list goes. All the Philip K. Dick stuff, you know. Blade Runner, you know, Total Recall, all that stuff. And where is it all headed? Deus Ex Machina. That's where it's headed. Really, you know, there is this contest, and I don't really think it's a contest. It's really interesting. It's fascinating I've mentioned it before. One of the things that is really shocking, if you're really reading the text for what it says, I think this is my own conjecture. If you read the book of Job, the devil does exactly what God sanctions. Precisely. He's dishonest, which you see in the Gospels. You know, Jesus being tempted in the wilderness, the devil quotes Psalm 91 out of context, leaving that last verse out, which seems to speak to his own demise and undoing. But, you know, does that suggestible thing, if you really are the Son of God, dishonest. So Jesus says in John 8, he is a liar and the father of lies. There's no truth in him. But in the book of Job, he is doing exactly what God has sanctioned. It's interesting to look forward into what chapter, I think it's 40, verse 42:11, that God, you know, admits or says, you know, basically, that everyone there is comforting Job for the things that the Lord sanctioned, essentially, for all the troubles that the Lord brought upon him. Whoa, what? God didn't do that. Devil was, you know, playing games and stuff. And so the devil shows up and God says, you can do whatever, you can do anything, just don't touch him, and then just don't kill him the second time. The devil does exactly, precisely, it seems to me, what God had sanctioned. And that's really interesting when you start thinking about the fact that it seems like in those moments he was more obedient than a lot of people who call themselves Christians. So, yikes. That has profound implications, I think. But a little bit more on that. I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Just to revisit, and I'm not gonna, we won't go out on the weekend in a downer, but in that funnel, the thing that comes out the bottom, I mentioned, you know, the coronavirus scare, the COVID-19 scare, that you can funnel all this stuff into. Hey, it's a perfect opportunity, and it's this, and it's so much more. But, you know, restricted travel, real ID, vaccines, 5G, bioengineering, biotech, surveillance, eugenics, population reduction, AI, continuity of government, cashless society, you know, cryptocurrency stuff, economic reset, i.e. collapse, UBI, universal basic income, all of that kind of stuff. The utopians, utopians of the world, unite. Nonsense. What comes out the other side? You know, what goes, that goes into the funnel. What comes out of the funnel? The scare funnel. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity of crisis. Isn't that funny? That's always the tell with these guys. Nothing ever just goes away. You know, we thought it was going to be a big one. We thought it was going to be, we dodged a bullet there. Oh, man, that was close. That's not how reality works. And we have been conditioned in this society and beyond to, you know, just sort of be hypnotized by these theatrical productions. Let's not be hypnotized. Let's get out in front and maybe talk about some of this stuff. Maybe it'll break down. Maybe it's not such a good idea. Maybe it's not all inevitable and hopeless. Anyway, what I was saying in the last segment was, I think the devil does exactly what is sanctioned, and that's an interesting sort of concept. I think that's kind of, I don't know. I wonder how much of that is what's going on here. And there is also the spiritual implication. Anyway, what comes out the other side of that graphic I was mentioning is control, police state, technocratic, communitarian, communist, socialist, fascist, dystopia. And it all sort of coalesces, I think, in this higher level stuff that guys like Gary Kaa, whoops, sorry about that, wrote about, you know, the laying the foundation for Omega Point nonsense and getting everyone on the same page. You listen to Russell Brand's latest thing. The guy is a brilliant guy. He's a smart guy. I really respect his intellect. However, the way he talks about the things that Alice Bailey and, you know, Helena Blavatsky and all of these people have written about, talks about the same kind of stuff, it makes me very suspicious. If he's not in on it, he is the best spokesperson who's not in on it. Levels of consciousness, you know, laying the foundation for Omega Point, as Gary Kaa wrote. That kind of stuff. We've got to get everyone on the same page. We've got to get everyone, you know, vibrating on the same resonant frequency so that we can tear the veil and have the ascended masters come and do their thing. All of that stuff corresponds to that thing that I was talking about with regard to what has been sanctioned by God. You know, you have certain things. We've talked about passages in the book of Revelation. It's singular, just one revelation. So Revelation, you know, Book of Daniel has some interesting passages in that regard, chapter 2, 7, 12 in particular. You know, the prophets, Ezekiel, that stuff. But we all have, I mean, you know, speaking of the Bible, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in particular, verses 11 and 12 right in there, that notwithstanding, we all have our own choices to make. And so I think, you know, like I said earlier, as far as I'm concerned, it comes back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the secret decoder ring, and really that's the key. And I, you know, admittedly, that's something worth really circling back and thinking about and focusing on. Because, you know, I've had some conversations with folks recently. How many of us can say that we absolutely feel confident that whatever scenario is presented, that we can respond confidently, knowing that, you know, we can respond in a moment and feel like we made the right decision? I really think that you know, is a Holy Spirit-led thing as far as I'm concerned. We'll be right back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Interesting stuff. I think it comes back to that laying the foundation for Omega Point. That's the big thing. That's, you know, you look at, you know, Russell Brand's point about how everyone is affected. And the big and little thing, too, is an interesting point. But the way everyone is supposed to be affected, all on point, all on message, all feeling the same. Are we all fearful? Are we all whatever? I mean, I just saw some people out walking, a couple walking a dog, another lady. They all converged and chatted and, you know, petting the dog. I think that's great. As far as I'm concerned, we should all just, you know, be doing whatever. No, don't worry about it. Don't get excited. The big and little thing is interesting too. Speaking of the PSYOP, just a quick sort of note on that. I've talked before about how, you know, the Bernaysian contingent, the reason that you see, like, in these documentaries and things, that they focus on one person, you know, they talk, like, if they do a Spanish flu thing, you look at the documentaries, the ones that are done by the Bernaysian contingent that are designed to socially engineer, they talk about the big number, but then they zero in on, like, one person or one family, or they talk about one person at a time. Because they, in their studies, they have discovered that we sort of lose the contextual reference when the numbers get big. The number starts to get big and we start to go, you know, a million people. And you just sort of lose reference. You kind of go, I don't know. Many people, that's been talked about a variety of different ways. But when you talk about one person or one family or one child or one whatever, it makes it personal, it makes it relatable in a way that the big number doesn't. So they do both now. They do the big number to make you know that everyone should be afraid, be very afraid, because it could affect anyone and everyone everywhere all the time. But then they make it personal with the little story. So you have both of those things going on, I think, simultaneously with this reporting. Even like in our numbers, if I look right now, what is it? 14,631 cases in the U.S., 210 total deaths. Oh my goodness, it's such a small number. We could all die. See what I'm saying? 121 recoveries. No one's recovering. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Nah. So it's kind of the big and small number. It's the big thing and the little thing all at the same time. There are a lot of, seems like there are a variety of PSYOPs that are being conducted. And I think Jaron Lanier is right. You know, can we step back and kick the addictions in America? Can we start kicking all the addictions to social media and other trendy things and, you know, specious currency and all of it? We maybe start going the other direction. Another thing that I started thinking about that I think is just a provocative observation. In Nazi Germany, they were still using titles of dignity, so to speak, you know, Herr, Fräulein, for example. And it's sort of dubious. It's sort of a pejorative, I realize. But still, there was a degree of courtesy that we don't even have in America these days. We've been dehumanized to such a far advanced extent. I wonder if we should play the clip of Jordan Peterson talking about how a totalitarian state is actually formed. I think you put that together with the stuff that I've talked about, how more than 10 years ago, Eric Prince was the guy who acquired the Backup Training LLC, headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which bragged itself at the time of acquisition as the world leader in CD-ROM-based law enforcement training. And that meant that Blackwater started pumping the PMC stuff into the veins of the post academies around the country. So you have this militarized special forces kind of mantra being funneled into the law enforcement community, which should be the peace officer community, as folks like Jack McLam reminded us all the time. And you end up with things like that story, you know, police slogan causes stir, right? Police slogan police graduation slogan causes stir. Spokesman reviewed December 25th, Merry Christmas, 2007. Talking about the slogan, and they, you know, the story had the graphic. The slogan of the class, graduating post-academy class, was don't suffer from PTSD, go out and cause it. People will say, you know, like the story says, oh, well, that was an accident. You know, the class leader was, our class president was ex-military. I don't know what that means. Why is that important? You're explaining your evil, trying to explain evil away? I thought our parents taught us as children, that's, if you try to explain your, justify your evil, you should be in double trouble. Wasn't that what happened when we were kids? Double trouble. Are you trying to explain to me why you did this wrong thing? Really? Have you lost your mind? Some people might try to argue, well, you know, those are just isolated incidents. That just, you know, let's not get carried away. I was reading a story yesterday, speaking of this area. Post Falls sergeant in stable condition after shooting. Man found dead in home. This area, you know, the Idaho Panhandle is kind of where we're talking about. This story, you know, it's just an awful story. Post Falls sergeant attempting to arrest a wanted man was shot in the abdomen. Thomas W. Boland, 53, they had been searching for him. Anderson had been searching for him when he encountered a male. We're not men and women anymore. We're males. We're dehumanized. Encountered a male and gunfire was exchanged. What does that mean? What? Between whom? Were there people involved? Or is it just a bunch of bots running around for Pete's sake? Boland was wanted on two warrants. Okay, he's a hardened criminal. You know, we'll get to that in a second. One for failing to appear. Yeah, definitely a hardened criminal there. One for failing to appear in court for two counts of misdemeanor assault, and one for a charge for resisting and obstructing law enforcement. You know, that's a dubious charge. You get that if you ask a question, for Pete's sake. Subject is not cooperative. And I'm not trying to minimize, you know, troublemakers and things like that, but I think that there's as much provocateurism going on behind a badge as there is other things in many cases, especially in this neck of the woods. I was going to say there's a rash of officer-involved shootings in the Idaho Panhandle area in recent years, past 10 years or so. Every time you turn around, there's another officer involved in shooting. The officer's okay, though, so that's good. Even after being shot, Sergeant Anderson was able to remain calm and update incoming units to his location and condition. And there is they're circling the wagons. Police Chief Pat Knight, where is it? There's Knight. There's Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White. There's who else weighed in? The mayor, right? Post Falls Mayor Ron Jacobson. Everybody's weighing in. Circle the wagons. Places, places, everyone. So, Sergeant Anderson, by doing this, it allowed responding officers to quickly contain the scene, minimizing the risk to the community. Anderson was rushed to the nearest fire station and treated. That's great. Crisis negotiators and members of SWAT team were among those on scene. Police said one person exited the house and spoke to investigators during the standoff. After giving commands over a loudspeaker for several hours, authorities entered the house and found a dead man inside. Okay? Does that tell you anything? No. Boland was not listed. Was it Boland? Well, you'll hear. Boland was not listed on the Kootenai County Jail roster on Wednesday. So the author of the article, Chad Sokol, is saying, I mean, we're trying to get what happened from these guys. Do you see a problem when this organization with guns and badges seems to fancy itself above the law? We don't have to give you answers. Listen, if you don't want to get arrested right now, you need to. This is how these people behave. This is America. Bowen was not listed on the Kootenai County Jail roster on Wednesday, and police said they were not searching for anyone else involved in the shooting or standoff. Okay, so, you know, great article, I would say, as good as you can put together by Chad Sokol. Trying to get answers, trying to be a good journalist. But police would not confirm whether Bolin was believed to be the shooter or whether he was the man found dead inside the home, which is owned by one of Bolin's relatives. During the news conference, Knight said the dead man's identity, quote, has not been officially established. What? Police declined to comment on the cause of the man's death, citing an ongoing investigation by the Coeur d'Alene Police Department. What is this, like CSI? There were multiple firearms in proximity of the deceased person inside the house, Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White said during the news conference. What is going on? Is this another, was this a Lee Harvey? Was this a James Earl Ray kind of the FBI? Is the FBI on the periphery somewhere? We'll handle it. You wonder. Multiple firearms. Okay, so tell us more. Asked if it's common for a lone officer to attempt to arrest a person, a wanted person, Knight said it depends on the circumstances. Knight said Anderson is a 12-year law enforcement veteran who joined the Post Falls Department in 2013. Anderson leads the department's bike patrol and special response teams. Special response teams. I am so proud of the heroic acts shown by our officers and our dispatchers during this event, Knight said. Gross. Seriously, I want to vomit. Does anyone care about people who were, you know, the otherizing? Can you see the otherizing here? And at the same time, my heart goes out to the family who lost a loved one tonight. Does it really? I hope so. I hope we're not otherizing one another. I hope we're all still people and not just bots and, you know, lower than dogs. Kootenai County District Court records show Bolin was charged with two counts of misdemeanor assault in May 2018. He was accused of attempting to punch two other men earlier that year. A jury found him guilty on at least one count that November. A judge issued a bench warrant after Bolin didn't show up for a sentencing hearing in February 2019. Do you see how it all kind of sounds dubious? This man is clearly a hardened felon. He's clearly a hardened criminal. And this is what's going on. It reminds me of Pastor Martin Niemöller's words, where we're not looking out for one another, and pretty soon, before you know it, next thing you know, there's no one to look out for you. The Trump task force is not going to look out for all of us. Not really. I mean, in a practical, non-conspiratorial sense, there's no way it can. You don't know those people. I don't know those people. They don't know us. That is dehumanizing. That is otherizing. But when we get together, like the folks I just saw walking, we start talking to one another and we relearn and remember how to be courteous and kind and respectful to one another and to be humble and modest. Good things happen, I think. And that's, I think, what we should be focusing on. And, you know, obviously taking care of ourselves and our families and things, but then to whatever extent maybe reach out, whatever extent we all feel compelled, and try to help one another. Not so that we get brownie points, but because it's the right thing to do. If you feel so compelled. And again, personally, I think that's all, you know, that should be led by the Holy Spirit. Everyone in whatever your beliefs, I think it's, unless you're part of the globalist, you know, the village has the only voice contingent, you know, barring that, I think whatever your religious leanings, I think we all could agree that it is sort of incumbent upon each one of us to make our own decisions, to choose for ourselves how we will respond and, you know, who we will help or, you know, all of those kinds of things. I'm seeing several people walking outside. I think that's great. More people than I've seen, I don't know, in recent weeks. That's fantastic. I hope that's a sign of great things. And I hope it continues.
Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back.
Yes, I think to myself.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, March 20th, 2020. And final segment, final thought. Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for all, for us all. How will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all things, all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's, I don't know, that's, you know, the kind of sentiment, overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. That, anyway, that's, I think, maybe a thought to, a parting thought. And again, I hope that the people that I see walking, I hope everyone's getting out and just saying, you know what? Oh, it's okay. Not defiant, not any, just, you know, could this be a moment where we get our heads screwed on straight and we become more of a well-adjusted society? Maybe we should, you know, if you got to stay in, find a good book. There's a lot of stuff to read, and do the analog thing. Don't do the digital thing. Try it. Batteries don't die on the analog stuff. You know, maybe shut off that other stuff. Or, I don't know, a healthy hobby or whatever. But let's not get caught up in the fear-mongering and all that kind of stuff. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.